guarantees the state of our speaking. Therefore, I suggest that we retract our agenda. If members are that we deal with the first quarter report. After that, deal with all the minutes. And then from there, then we can close the meeting. Are members comfortable with that? Rather than end up not doing anything, just deal with all the minutes. Honorable Madam.
Thank you, Jonathan, for structuring this agenda, although the 11th hour doesn't sit well. We can continue on with this agenda.
Okay. So I take it we are all ready, but okay. All right. Let's begin with the first quarterly report. Because I thought we had dealt with it. So it's more a question of adopting it. Can members suggest how can we do it? Can I give members just 5 minutes to go through it, or 10 minutes and then from there adopt it? Because I know that we have dealt with it. Why we have not adopted it, I'm not sure. Members? Can we just read it for how many minutes?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, yeah. Are we okay? can, is there any honourable member who want to comment so that we can then, after that, move towards the adoption? Bergman? Honourable Bergman?
Chair, thank you very much. I must be honest with you that, you know, to read the first few pages is, it's almost like reading a horror show. You know, it's, we're looking at less athletes being housed in our Winning Nation program. I would have thought that if we were on a successful trajectory that we'd be having more athletes and not less athletes being housed. The recommendations in terms of employment still stand, that we had to prioritize the vacancy rate and we had to identify the key strategic positions that need to be filled. That doesn't seem to have taken place. And then on a worrying note, of course, is that the municipalities are not playing ball with us in terms of their grants. They're clearly not submitting the paperwork that has to be given in order for the money to be paid out. Now, I don't know what systems are in place to get these four outstanding forms, but I think somewhere along the line we need to name and shame some of these provinces that are missing out on great opportunities.
Manana.
Thank you. Chairperson, I was just looking at this funds transfer to Sports Trustee, because Sports Trustee is also assisting in sports equipment or sporting kits in deep rural areas. But if maybe they've just said the payment should not be allowed since Sports Trust is not a sports federation, I think it's unfair for Sports Trust. If maybe they can just, if they are operating like NGO, that they are getting funds from from SRSA, they must just transfer those funds, not like the federations, like maybe the NGOs, like the Life. Thank you.
Yeah, the recommendation says exactly that, because it was more a concern from raised by the Treasury that the way we are allocating to Sports Trust is like we are treating Sports Trust just like a federation. So that is why you'll see the recommendation that we are saying they should find ways to can ensure that we don't end up in trouble in terms of the way we are allocating to Sport Trust. We are not saying they must not allocate. They must just find ways to can allocate to Sport Trust without us being in trouble with the treasure. Honourable Mthong.
Thanks, Chair. I'm concerned, Chair, since I'm a new member, I don't see any officials here. Unless you're meeting, you don't invite officials, like from the department.
Okay.
I'm new, well, maybe you'll induct me.
Yeah, we. It's just that they presented this some time back. So normally that is how they do it. They come present, and then we ask them questions. And then later on, we generate the report and then we should adopt. That is why I was making that concern that we were supposed to have adopted a long time ago. Because the department came some time back, they presented. When we were supposed to adopt our own report. So that is why there are no officials today. But you are correct that when we deal with quota, these questions, it's better if we pose those questions to the department. The way we deal with the contact, they come and then we ask those questions, and then once, then we should adopt the report. It's just that now it took time. That is why members are busy. But all these issues that are being raised are issues that members have been grappling with, like the issue of sport trust, the issue of meek non-spending by municipalities. You'll also see the reports that we have generated. It's most unfortunate some of the reports were not debated at the House. We hope we'll be in a position to can debate the report from Northwest so that we can highlight some of our frustrations. With that, can we then move to the adoption? Honorable Matlope.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Thanks for the opportunity. Also, I would like to have a question of clarity around the recommendation number one, the issue of the vacant position. But when the recommendation is saying there is a need, prudent need to prioritize filling strategically crucial posts, such as post in Program 5 for oversight of the MIG. I'm not sure, Chair, because at the end of the day, why are we not specific in Program 5 to indicate the exact crucial post that need to be filled? Because a person that is not serving in the committee, let me say you want to do an oversight and make a follow-up of whether those positions were filled, you'll just say Program 5 and not be specific on those positions that you are saying they are crucial and critical. Maybe I don't know, because I think it will be important, because when you do oversight, you must be specific so that when you make a follow-up, has this position been filled, not Program 5, because there are so many positions in Program 5. Thanks.
Yeah, well, the question is just that they are trying to emphasize positions with reference to infrastructure development. I think we can be more specific.
Municipal infrastructure grant.
Yeah, that is what they are saying. We must emphasize that because, because what happened is that the department has been given money by the treasurer to fast track the building of municipal infrastructure. That is why the emphasis on municipal infrastructure grant.
Secondly, Chair, I wanted to comment on the less expenditure around the issue of the transfers. When there is a challenge around the issue of the transfers, maybe it's those particular institutions have not submitted what is required for them to access the transfer. But what is it that the department is doing? Because it can't be just enough to say no, they have never submitted. You know, they are supposed to make a follow up, because when these monies are not transferred, it's affecting the real service delivered on the ground. And as members of parliament, we cannot accept that the government is being blamed because of the officials that are not doing their work. You can't just say, yes, they haven't submitted, but you are saying nothing. What are you going to do as something that is supposed to make a follow-up? I'm saying this because I'm also serving on the appropriations. We are the people that recommend these funds that go to different departments. But when we see that there are less expenditure, it affects service delivery on the ground. And I think we need to follow up as a committee to say what is it that they are doing so that we prevent it happening in the other quarters or in the other budget that we have allocated or appropriated. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that is a useful information that we have to take on board. It is true, Honorable Matope, because our frustration in the May in terms of lack of spending sometimes is provinces, because we are dependent on giving out money to provinces. But I think we just have to take on board what we are seeing.
and also to make oversight on those particular provinces that has not done, so that we question them. Why are they not giving forward the things that are required in order to access the funds?
It is as if you were here. We took over two hours with members present. Our frustration. We even went to the extent of calling the treasury, particularly around me. We are really frustrated about. But I think you have really guided us. Honorable Mutek.
Thank you so
I
much.
Saw your hand.
Excuse, I'm interested in the committee. I thought also the other institutions are coming to present. That brought me here. But
yeah, it's just that we are dealing. It's most unfortunate we are dealing with a report generated by ourselves. But thank you very much for your insight, Honorable Mutek.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the issue of people misusing this big money and then nothing is done, really, is worrying. Because we go there, we spend money, we go there, and then we find these non-compliances. We come back and nothing we can do. Well, what is that that must happen? That is in line with what the Honorable Member was saying. If people are not complying, what are the consequences? Because really, we can't just go watch, come back, then nothing is happening. And the other thing, Chairperson, I heard you saying us being trouble. We are not department. We can't be in trouble for the transfers of money and all. We are not part of. We are not in department. We are doing oversight over what they are doing. So don't include us in them. Always us. We are not them.
No, I was saying.
That's why we need them here.
No, I was saying we dealt with it for quite some time, and our frustrations were spelled out quite clearly.
Yeah, I was referring to the concern of Honorable Manana, and then you said we don't want us to be in trouble in the transfer when the transfers are done like that. So my concern is just us. We are not part of them. We do oversight or whatever.
Okay. So members, do you want us to have a recommendation specifically dealing with MIG? Because I know you also read that, Honorable Bergman.
Yeah.
So maybe we should have a recommendation dealing specifically with me, because that is the only one that is not covered. Bergman, so
Chair,
that we can adopt this...
Chair, in principle, I don't agree with it, but I mean, I don't disagree with it, but can we also just add the vacancies that we did ask the department to prioritize, to tell us the priorities of the vacancies. Is it possible that in the same report that we also discuss that? Or is it just going to be too...
When the vacancies is covered.
So it's covered, okay.
Yeah, it's recommendation A. It's just that it is either we should do what the Honorable Madlope was saying, that we should be specific for the purposes of oversight, that we must be specific in terms of which vacancies, because there they are only pointing out to the ones dealing with sports facilities.
Okay.
Maybe, Sune, you should also be specific in terms of stating all the vacancies that are not being filled, so that we are more specific, so that we must not just not be clear. Because once we are not clear, it means even doing effective oversight, we won't be in a position to can do it effectively. So can we, you become specific in terms of A, and then add after E is F, indicate the recommendation F dealing with the minister to really prevail when in their meetings with provinces, that the emphasis on meat should be prioritized. Yeah, something like that, to just ensure that the minister should ensure that the provinces assist us to ensure that municipalities spend the MEEC funds on sports facilities, not something else. Yeah, it's fine. It's just that our secretary is reminding me that we'll be dealing with other quotas. But I think, Sune, it's fine. We'll deal with those quotas, but let's include those recommendations, because the accumulation of all will be in a position to can ensure that the first quota we raise, the second quota we raise that. It's fine. Let's just add those recommendations, even if we know that some of the issues that we are raising can change. But once we can be specific in terms of our minutes, it will assist us to be more thorough in our work. So I request that we do that. So members, what are we going to do? Because we, at the moment, the additional recommendations is, as we are saying, can we adopt, or do we want that it should come with those placard recommendation A and F, or we adopt? Members, Honorable Manana?
Yes, sir. I just want to add on the recommendation that there must be a consequence, there must be consequences for all provincial departments who do not comply with required documentation for their grants to be transferred. They must be penalized.
Yeah, that's right. Honorable, I saw your hand as well.
I was saying, let them be amended, and then later on we can adopt.
Okay.
This thing of adopting before.
So are we happy that you'll do those changes and then we'll bring it back and then we'll adopt? Okay, thank you. The minutes? It's just that the members, we'll end up in trouble if we are not going to ensure that we adopt. But I'm happy that we made progress in terms of changing the recommendations. Which set are we going to start with?
18.
Okay. Can we start, members, with the minutes of the 18th October 2016. Page 1. It has been adopted. If they were adopted, then we must not deal with them. Okay. Members, the 18th minutes were adopted. Okay, so we are not going to deal with them. They have been adopted. Sune was saying it will remind us what we were saying in terms of the first quarter. So, but we have dealt with the first quarter already. So can we deal with November 23rd? Are we together, members? 23rd November? Is page one. Page two.
Thank you, Professor. I would just like to confirm my attendance on page two, so if I can get back later and just confirm, because I can't remember being absent. Thank you.
You'll check, eh? Just check, because at the moment we won't be. You are the only person that can assist us, Sune. Between Sune and because you serve in two committees, ne? Okay. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Page seven. Are there other matters that members want to highlight in terms of the minutes? If not, can somebody move for the adoption? Honorable Manana moves. Any seconder for the adoption? The minutes of the 23rd November. Any seconder? Any seconder? No, you can't move a second. Somebody must move. And it's most unfortunate.
We're not there.
Bashkuman or Mutek. I didn't move it. Why did you participate? Because you were there. Okay. Msongo can't move because Msongo was not there.
I wasn't there.
And Musi was not there.
I wasn't there either.
Yes. So Muteka has moved for the adoption. Now let's go to the
29.
No, let me just see, because, let's go to the 29th.
Can I propose, I see, Guti, yes, you don't have matters, guys. Let us have tracking metrics whereby we are able to follow up of outstanding issues. For an example, on your confirm page 4, you're saying provinces has zero spend on sports. In other words, you must even follow it up in future. That's why there's that recommendation that Manana did with provinces zero spend. Now I'm asking as a proposal, in future, let us have a tracking metrics, just a general view that we'll be able to follow up of things which are outstanding.
Yeah. No, you are right. Didn't we agree, Sune, that the way we write minutes, you should have a matrix, you know, at the end for metasarizing. We had agreed that we should have something like that, so that it is easy to just say these are the metasarizing.
Can
you hear?
Yes,
to me, we can't
hear.
It's not working now. Okay.
The committee, it used to be put at the back, under the minutes, as resolution, but then the committee requested that it no longer be there.
Don't put it as recommendation. It must just be a table of matters arising, so that we can track. Even if we know that maybe we are dealing with a sub, but at least it assists us to be on track. Let's see research. Let's see how you can assist each other to can have that type of a thing. It must not be recommendation. If it becomes recommendation, that is why members had a problem with it. But if it's a table at the end that says matters arising, it will assist us. But I take it we are adopting So we'll see how do we do that, because I know at one point we did that, but it came as a recommendation. So we'll have to ensure that it must be a table at the end, say, matters arising. Sune?
There is already, it's not like this information is not there. I want to reassure the committee. There is an Excel spreadsheet with all the committee's meeting dates, all the agendas, all the resolutions, etc. So that much of that is already in existence, and it is shared regularly with the chairperson, so it can just be, most of these things are available, and I will add to
the page. Yeah, but just a minute. At the end of every minute, you just do that thing. Honourable Bestman?
Chair, I think we've all had a load shedding here. Can I say that it's quite weird, because there seems to be professionalism and then sometimes we're very casual. Now, if what Sunay is saying is correct, I wouldn't mind seeing that spreadsheet of the resolutions. If it's just a spreadsheet, I'd take it as like a one page or whatever of all those resolutions. Well, I'm sure this could be a presentable format for us to actually see what to date from the first meeting, whatever's already captured. I'm concerned, like for today, for instance, this our diary is planned 3 months in advance. You know, we agreed this agenda. So out of interest, I would have loved to have known when CHESS South Africa decided that they were too busy to attend this meeting. Was it yesterday? Was it the day before? Was it 2 days ago? Because for me, you know, the cost to Parliament, for everyone to be here by 9:30 on a Tuesday morning on a pre-proposed agenda. So what I'm getting at is that it seems like there seems to just be an inconsistency. The one side seems to be very professional and very up-to-date, has everything up-to-date. And then somewhere along the line there seems to, when it translates into the workflow of this committee, there just seems to be an haphazard approach. So out of interest, it would be nice to get that Excel spreadsheet and to find out exactly when CHESS South Africa did decide that they couldn't make it.
Yeah. Let's stick to the recommendation that has been made by Mthong, that in terms of each set of minutes, let's have that table at the end dealing with recommendation. But what you are bringing in, let's say the information that is there, the chair ourselves, we have to see how can we get that information of all of that from time to time, because we can't deal with that in each and every meeting. We'll just have to see how can we schedule it sooner, that we deal with that table of all the matters, resolutions. We'll have to see how do we schedule it. Is it fine, Bergman? But for now, ensure that every set of minutes, let's have a table of matters arising. Okay. Can we have a mover? Honorable Muteka?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think while we're still on the format of the minutes, on the records of who were here and who apologized and who were absent, sometimes it's not so informative. Like, for example, people who were absent and who apologized, you cannot identify now on this set of minutes. But I remember one day, Honorable Abrams and Mahmoud Lomo were having funerals in one meeting. But I cannot say it's this day, you understand? But if there was indication that this member apologized, and then we will know who was just absent. I'm just saying that, because now you are absent without apology, or it doesn't, you are just the same, I put it in this minute.
Doesn't Minister Honorable Tech, you see the heading there, it says apologies absent, or I see your point. That it should state that absent, or but we have submitted an apology. Others might be absent without an apology. Sunet, you got the essence of what Honorable Biteka was saying. I think it's for the second time we're raising that. Okay. So I think we'll just have to implement that. Sunet?
I will just remind members that our alternate members don't actually have to apologize, because they really are, their primary committees are elsewhere. So they will mostly be noticed as not having apologized at all. So so if alternate is there, I guess that will explain that.
Honorable Manana? Are you through? No, just once again. Okay.
Chabasin, I think Honorable Mteka, in this table, he's talking about apologies absent. It must be mentioned that Musi has apologized. I don't think he's talking about Filtane, because all of us, we know that Honorable Filtane is an alternate member. There is no need for him to apologize.
Okay.
It must be mentioned that Musi apologized, Mabika, he was absent. Let's leave the issue of Filtane, because he's an old member.
Okay, so we have resolved that. Let's try to do it like that, so that it must not create confusion. Okay, so what do we do with this minute? Because the point that Honorable Mteka was making is for future. Can we adopt the minute? Can somebody move? The 29. Can we then move for the adoption of the minutes of the 29? Honorable Manana?
I adopt the minutes with the corrections.
You move for the adoption. Any seconder? Any second, I'll point members, because I know members that way.
Chairperson,
no, I'll second.
Honorable Bergman's second.
But, I'll second it, but I am uncomfortable about these absence and apologies, not from this minute, but people that are saying that they're here or not here, you know, my memory is, I like to think my memory is sharp, but there are, you know, we have to refer back before you can accept that these minutes were all right. You know, if someone says they were here and it says that they were absent, that's my only concern. So the only reason I'm not agreeing to minutes or not agreeing to minutes is because there's a lot that changes. In terms of what Sinead is saying, I can understand that and I can appreciate that. An alternate doesn't have to be listed as an apology or an absenteeism. But in council there's a rule that if someone is absent from a committee for three meetings and they don't give an apology, that they could be removed. Now, I don't know if that same rule applies in Parliament, but if a full member is meant to apologise and doesn't apologise and is just absent from a meeting, I don't think we've ever noted that on the minutes in a separately at all. So, you know, what Honourable Monteco is saying, it might be worth just taking that into account.
Yeah,
but I will move the minutes.
Yeah, because I thought we have resolved, because the point made by Mteka was important. That is why we felt that it should stay there. So you second the minute. You have moved and then Honorable Bachmann has seconded the minute. You want to speak, okay.
Yes, I just want to reassure members of the committee that there is a very solid administrative process in place with regard to attendance. I regularly send attendance registers scanned, signed by members of this committee, every one of them, to the WIPs. This is the attendance WIPs do check. And it is done in terms of the rules. It is also, there is a master attendance register. These attendances are scanned and I save all the apologies I get. So there is, I must assure members that there is, it is not just a potluck. It is really well managed.
Okay. So the minutes have been adopted? Yeah, the Honourable Manana?
Since you've adopted the minute, Chair, I just want to say the committee secretary to remove Honorable Malazi because they've just put his name twice here.
Yeah, we can correct that.
No, it's
that.
Twice.
It should
just
not
to remove
be twice.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's just that they made it twice. I also saw it. I was supposed to have corrected it. So the minutes have been adopted. And then, so that brings us to the end of the meeting.
Please, if there's nothing to do, let us be told in time, because really today we treated things to be done. These people, if they are not coming, we must go in time, so that people do not have to travel, leave other things, come here, there's no presentations, there's nothing, and all that, really. Because we cannot come today just for the minutes. These things can be done after a real work. I'm just saying for future.
No, I take your point. It's most unfortunate. That is why we had to put it up front that there is. Most unfortunate that we are in that situation, really. I think Sune, you taking the point by members that we should make sure. It's just that it was unfortunate with this particular one, and I think you have explained. But members are pointing out that we should really try to avoid that. With that, can we, you want to say something? Let's just give our researcher, because he wants to say something. Yes, Ungashaya.
Thanks, Chair. Members would notice that I've distributed some analysis of his own. I would like to hear your feedback from the members, because if you look at the state of the nation, the president didn't speak much about sport and arts and culture, except to convey the condolences to the artists and the Jewish fundamentalists. But what I've done, what I've done was to pick up from last year's theme. He mentioned something on the nation sport, the tool for nation building. Now I was hoping to hear a progress on how far we're faring as a department in relation to that. So members, I'd like members to read what I've just got with assist, and then the build up towards the budget debate.
Okay.
Specifically around the issue of transformation and nation building.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So you'll take note of the work by our researcher. So if we can read that, it empowers us. So the meeting is closed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, what?